USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed a short-term measure that will keep the government running through early December. The House and Senate passed the measure earlier on Capitol Hill. But now Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to gain the support to pass the bipartisan spending bill. She has remained committed to a vote by the end of the month on a $1.5 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement.
We're on a path to win the vote. I don't want to even consider any options other than that.
Dozens of progressives, led by Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal, are threatening to defect without assurances that a larger reconciliation package also gets approval.
Going beyond trust to verify is about, unfortunately, some senators.
The key to the reconciliation talks is West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who is saying he won't go above $1.5 trillion on the reconciliation bill. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October in a sign of thawing inter-Korean relations. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. Kim said that the progress depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities, and he noted that the North has neither aim nor reason to provoke South Korea and no idea to harm it. In his address, Kim said that the United States remains utterly unchanged in posing military threats and pursuing hostile policies toward North Korea. He called efforts at engagement no more than a petty trick for deceiving the international community and hiding its hostile acts. Washington responded by calling for North Korea to return to the negotiating table. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It seems NASA's Mars helicopter has had some issues lately. USA Radio's Lance Pry has details.
On September 18th, NASA's Integrity helicopter was supposed to take to the Martian sky for the 14th time. It failed a pre-flight test and didn't take off. The reason, they say, decreasing atmospheric density caused by seasonal changes on Mars means the helicopter will need more rotor speed to gain flight. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, fended off personal and direct attacks from lawmakers on Tuesday as Republicans blasted his calls with China and his interviews for books that are critical of former President Trump. USA's Brad Bernards reports.
Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews, and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.